folks, my next guest is a comedian coming to us from Chicago. Please welcome Pat McGann.
And I'm shocked he's wearing black tonight. Our next guest is a longtime friend who has appeared all over the country and is currently touring with comedian Sebastian Maniscalco. He is recording his comedy special at the Vic Theater on September 15th. It's our old friend, Pat McGann.
It's navy blue.
That is not navy blue.
It's a midnight.
That is black. That is black. If it was anybody, I was thinking when I saw you out in the green room, I was thinking if it was anybody else, you wouldn't be here right now. You did this because you love me.
You know what? I was just thinking that as the intro was coming in, I was like, gosh, I never do radio at night. It's always morning. I do
right.
Morning because
you do Cochrane all the time.
No, but also when I'm on the road, like we go out. If you're in a club, if you're in Syracuse, you're doing Syracuse morning radio.
Oh, yeah.
If you're in Rochester, you're doing.
Right.
So I don't get to do radio. Yeah, we're buds, man. That's how I came in. This is fun. I was able to. It worked out great for me. I did a couple spots.
Right.
I just came.
Sure.
I went to Zany's and did another spot, and then I came here.
Is that how it works for comedians? Hey, I got to do radio tonight. You know, I'm going to stop by Zany's and do some stand-up. Try out some new material.
I mean, yeah. If you can line up a spot when you're out, it just makes sense. So for me, it's great because I travel. I've been traveling a lot. So now when I'm home, I'd like to get out and see what's going on in Chicago. Because Chicago, every city has its own comedy scene.
Right.
And if you live in that city, you want to feel part of that scene.
Every time I drive past an Urlacher billboard, I think of you. And there's one on the Kennedy on the way in downtown.
They're everywhere.
I'm like, it's Pat.
That's my my point of reference.
Right, your point of reference. I mean, if you drive past O'Hare right now, there's 16.
Yeah.
And it's...
They're all over 294.
It's what is it? Brian Urlacher, O'Hare, O-H-A-I-R. And that's
it's brutal. They're all terrible.
He's making
Portillo's now has billboards up.
They do?
They never advertised before, did they?
No.
All of a sudden they got billboards. Because they got bought out, I think. So now they're trying to squeeze everything out of
Portillo's
it.
Doesn't need any more money.
They're
making bank.
They have stocks now, I think.
What?
Yeah, didn't they get bought out by like a private like?
I like how we're both looking at Mike, the producer. Like, Mike, you should know this.
There's usually a professional here.
Right. You should know all about Portillo's. Mike, do you know anything?
I know it's a great place for hot dogs and chocolate cake.
Do you drag it through the garden when you get a hot dog, guys?
I do Chicago no peppers.
Why? You get onions?
I don't like spicy. I don't like... Yeah, I get... Everything else. Everything
I mean, what happens if you have onion breath and your wife wants to make out? That's not happening. You have seven kids.
I don't eat a lot of hot dogs anymore. I don't feel great after I eat a hot dog.
Because you went Hollywood on us.
No,
you're
not
in the
at
best
all.
Shape of your life.
Not at all.
You
it's
look
a
good.
Weird thing. I had it long before when I was like in high school, or like right when I hit like my late teens. I started having a reaction to hot dogs.
Okay,
and
that's
it. Makes me sad because I love a great Vienna beef hot dog.
What I've noticed about Hollywood people, and I'm sure because you've been all over the world and you're touring now with Sebastian, is they're super skinny. I mean, we had Kiefer Sutherland on a month and a half ago, and I went to a show, and we talked before his show. He weighs 120 pounds. I mean, he is small.
Yeah,
he's like a fifth grader with
his
body.
Everyone's very...
Yeah.
Dude, you're in better shape than I am.
Well, I appreciate that,
kidding
man.
Me?
I worked out
tonight.
Is that
why he brings it up?
Had a beef sandwich,
brings
Thai food. Yeah,
way less than I do.
He hasn't had a hot dog since 1996.
I see your stuff on Instagram. You're in the gym all the time, always posting how healthy
you are.
You gotta
post so I can get free stuff from the gym. Yeah. That's how it works. Really does. Do you work out? You're on the road all the time.
I do. I try to. It's nothing regular, but I try and run and I'll do stuff in the hotel room.
Hate running. I hate it.
I don't either. I hate it too. I used to play basketball, but then I got to a point where I was like, I don't want to blow out my knee and then be trying to travel with a torn ACL.
Yeah.
Or get elbowed in the face.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And, I played basketball until I started stand-up. So, and I didn't start stand-up until I was like 31.
I played pickup basketball until about 10 years ago when I tore my meniscus.
Yeah.
And then I had a problem. I had to have surgery on my calf. I mean, it was just one problem after another. It's like,
you
got to
find something, though, to do. Like, that's how you used to stay in shape, is my point. And now I have to run. I got to do something. It does help, though. It clears your mind. And
doesn't...
I wish I could swim, but I'm not a swimmer, dude. I just don't like the water. And that's a good one, because that's good. You should explore that, Pete.
I took swim lessons two summers ago. I'm not kidding.
That's the best one, right?
I took swim lessons. I'm a horrible swimmer, but they say if you're a bad swimmer, the workout's even better for you.
Is that awkward taking swimming lessons as an adult?
It was a little bit, but
plugging your nose, jumping in there.
I had a moment 3 years ago. How old's my son? He was, I think he was 10 at the time. And we were swimming in a lake and he jumped on me. I mean, I could swim a little bit, but he jumped on me and like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I had to grab something. I'm like, what happens if I have to save somebody? So I started thinking in my head.
That's smart.
And then I decided to take swim lessons the entire summer.
Yeah, I don't like if anyone touches me in the water. I mean, now, like my kids, I hold them. But, you know, but if I'm somewhere I can't stand, stay away from me. I don't want anyone to touch me.
No, you don't. Just get away. Pat McGann in studio, 312-981-7200 is our phone line. Also, our...
Are we taking calls?
Well, I'd like to give it out because we get text messages. You know, people know you. You're a Southsider.
Come on, call in. Let's talk to some Chicago people.
What are you gonna? What do you want?
Anything. Let's talk Chicago. I was just... I tried to do like an Instagram video downstairs when I was coming in here.
Okay.
Because I always... When I come here, in Lower Wacker, to me, is like, that is as Chicago as it gets.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
If you know how to navigate Lower Wacker, you are a Chicagoan.
Right.
Like, if you use it in front of other people, it's impressive. If there's people in your car, they're always like, wow. Like, you know, you come out of that darkness into the paradise of Chicago.
It's Lower Wacker, it's a racetrack down there.
It is.
And it's never there. I've never seen a cop down there. They just let you go.
It's just
you can go 90 miles an hour.
Yeah, but if you know how to use it, it's great.
Of course. There's like the parking deck here at 303 Wacker is like on the middle. You know, they have three sections. You have the top and the middle section.
Oh, right.
And then the lower Wacker. And that's where they tow the cars. It's like the closest thing to hell. Have you been down there?
Oh, I have, yes.
It's terrible down
there. There are some shady spots down there.
It's weird. And there's people down there. And it's like...
The old trip that had that like alarm that would go off when you walk by. It was like a bird would start going crazy.
What, the where?
By the old trip. The old trip tower, when you would go down in the bowels.
Okay.
And if you like walk by somewhere, it's like by the loading docks, it would trigger like this.
Oh, yeah, you're right. And it did just, when you like, went in the back
scare
door.
The hell out of you.
Yes. That was a weird building.
Was that for that, humans? Or
I don't know what that was. That building was haunted. You know that, right?
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
For sure. Yeah. You had an experience?
Well, we had, you know, we had some psychics in, and, you know, I did the night show over there, too. See how my career has progressed
you believe
since
in that?
We left the Tribune Tower and come over here. I was doing the night show. And
you believe in the psychics?
Of course. Why not?
Yeah.
What else do I have to do?
I mean, I don't know. I think I believe a good one, but...
But?
I always fall back on, like, didn't Houdini, like, set some password up? And then the widow went around and no one could crack it?
Really?
Yeah. So I thought that was...
I saw the Tony Curtis Houdini movie. Was it in that one? Where he died in the water thing?
I don't know, but Houdini is exotic name and image, right?
Right.
Do you know, I was working, this comedy takes you all over the country. I used to work this club. I still do, Skyline in Appleton, Wisconsin.
Okay.
That's where he's from.
Houdini's from Appleton, Wisconsin?
From Appleton, Wisconsin.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we were doing jokes like that week about how he's like, oh, you know, you don't think I can... Hold my breath? Do you?
Here we go.
Shoot that cannonball in my tummy.
Yeah, how do you come up with that? Hey, guys, I know we're doing magic, but how about we do this? You get a cannon, and you shoot it towards my gut.
Yeah.
Yeah, great idea.
Of course he was from Wisconsin.
That's crazy. You've been touring with Sebastian Maniscalco, who is an Arlington Heights guy.
Yeah.
How did you two hook up? I don't think I've ever heard the story.
We met at Zany's. I was the house MC at Zany's, and
oh my God,
Sebastian was
right
working there regularly.
Yeah,
and when he first came in, it was kind of like an attention grab because he was just starting to be like a draw, and I think Chicago, because he had so many, he had roots here. This is one of the first places he blew up in.
Right,
so. I'm working there at Zany's all the time, so I'm there every night. And then Sebastian comes in, and it was just like the whole tenor of the club changed. It was like, okay, this is, who's this guy?
Right.
You know,
it's somebody.
And sold a ton of tickets, came through, I hosted. The next time he came through, I was hosting again. And then he shot a Showtime special here in town, and he reached out to Zany's, and they... suggested me, and I think he maybe said, "How about the guy who's host when I'm there?" So I opened for him at the Harris Theater, and the Showtime special where he has like the sweater on, like the purplish.
Yeah.
Fuchsia.
Yep.
I opened for him for that.
Okay.
And then we got
paired
up.
I don't think I saw you on the special.
We got, no, I wasn't on. Then we got paired up just randomly in a corporate gig down in Orlando for Kohl's.
Okay.
We,
wait a second. Kohl's hires comedians to come in and talk to their
corporate
people?
Corporate gigs are the best, man.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Do you get free clothes?
No, you get paid.
You get 40% off something because there's always a sale at Kohl's.
Yeah,
right.
For sure. Oh, my mom always beats that place up.
I love Kohl's.
Like, you have two eyebrows, you get 5% off. Don't forget your eyebrows.
How much is regular price? Because I've never seen
everything
at Kohl's.
Giving everything out. So anyway, that's how I met him, just, you know, doing shows.
Okay.
And we always got along well. I think that he liked that I was from Chicago.
Right.
And he invited me to do some road gigs and just got momentum. He's like, you want to do this? I said, yeah, I want to do it. So
I met him right when he was coming up, too.
Yeah.
He used to come into WGN Studios, and I'll send him a text. It'll take him 3 days to answer. Don't you
the
like
dude
those guys?
He's so busy, though, man.
He made 50, what was it, 50 million last year?
He did really well.
He was one of the top grossing comedians on the planet.
And now he's doing, you know, movies, doing films, he's just blown up.
Right.
And now he's hosting the VMAs. I'm going out to the VMAs on Monday.
Right.
I'm going with my wife. We're going to go watch him host the VMAs.
Just an inside secret. I tried to get him to call in tonight to say hello.
Oh, you did?
He's like, I'm practicing for the VMAs. By the way, it took him 3 days to answer that text. I can't, man. I'm practicing. I didn't even know. And then I had to look it up. I'm like, what's going on with the VMAs?
Yeah, okay. He's hosting.
Right. So you're going?
Yeah, I'm going to go on Monday.
What are you going to wear?
I don't even know. Probably this.
Dude, you can't.
I'm just going to be in the crowd.
You gotta,
I'm not going backstage. I'm not bothering
I know,
him.
But you got to stick out. You're Pat McGann from Chicago. You got to represent.
Are you out of your
all
mind?
Black leather. We'll get you a leather
We're
suit.
We're going to go there. We're going to be like probably in the upper deck.
You're going to be way in the upper tank.
You know, we're just going to be up there. We're just, mm-hmm. we're just making a night of it. Just like, get out there, support him, check it out. I want to see him. He's been busting his butt on it. And he's, you know, I think he's excited to get it over with.
And it's going to be on VH1 Monday, or do they record it and then play it at a later date?
I'm not even sure. I'm going.
I got to find
it.
VH1 and MTV
it's
again.
It's on MTV, right? It's going to be
I
on
don't
MTV.
Know. I got to find it on
it's
my cable again.
It's still a huge thing for them. And
7 p.m. August 26th. Mike just told me in my ear.
There you go.
Yeah. Is that Monday? What's
Monday.
The date?
It's Monday, yeah.
Oh, yep. Okay. So it's live.
Yeah, it's live.
That's great. And you're not going backstage?
It's an award show.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going backstage.
I mean, what? The VMAs. Video Music Awards. Oh, yeah, that is MTV. Yeah. I got to find that again on my cable. When was the last time you watched MTV? There you go. You can stop right there.
Man. I don't watch a lot of anything.
Pat McGann in studio. I'm going to take a break, and we're going to talk about a few stories that I found this week, and I'd like you to just kind of riff on, okay? And
sounds
people
good.
Can find you at Pat McGann Comedy.
Yeah, Pat McGann Comedy. I'm about to launch a new website, but the socials are better. I'm on Twitter,
right.
At McGann Pat.
I love your Instagram because
McGann
you're doing more and more videos.
Pat. Yeah,
which
I'm
is good
to,
stuff.
Trying to do more of the.
Yeah.
The social media stuff does not come naturally to me. It is.
What
like,
do you mean?
It's like, who wants to hear from me? But you got to do this stuff, man. You
right.
just got to push.
People want to hear from you.
Yeah.
They do. Yeah, definitely. 312-981-7200 is our phone number.
Thank you, Paul. Ladies and gentlemen, our next guest is a very talented comedian. He's from the great city of Chicago, and we're very excited tonight because he's making his network television debut with us. Please welcome Pat McGann, ladies and gentlemen.
720 WGN comedian Pat McGann in studio with us. PatMcGannComedy.com. What was it like? That first time, your network television debut on David Letterman.
Nervous. You know, I haven't heard that for a while. I'd love that. You guys, who produces the intros? These are the best intros.
Yeah. We got our people.
I mean,
yeah, we have. This is our show, man.
It's very good, and it makes me feel warm and welcome. But
nice.
It was I was nervous. It was a blur. It was crazy. You know, I thought I was ready. I probably wasn't ready. I mean, are you ever ready? And
it's on the front page of your website. I went there today and I watched the entire thing. And it was funny.
Oh, thank you, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
you
a while ago.
You didn't seem nervous.
I was nervous. And, you know, I have a joke in that set that where I mention my wife by name, Sarah.
Yeah.
Where I say, like, I forget how the joke was. It was about something about going to the movies with her.
Right.
And I'm like, you know, Sarah, sitting next to... And I did not say her name in the set. And she was kind of excited about it. Like, oh, yeah, you're going to do the joke where you say my name. And I did the joke and did everything, but not.
Oh, boy.
So I felt really bad about that.
Of course.
I blanked out.
Right.
I really did. But I recovered and was able to finish the set, which there's a moment, I haven't watched it for a while, but there's a moment where I can kind of tell that, like, oh my God, I was like deer in headlights. Because TV audiences, they respond differently than like a club. And they responded differently to a joke that so it changed the whole rhythm of everything.
Like what? What is the difference?
They clap a lot.
Yes.
So they'll give you like
so they're more into it because they have the warm-up like
break
guy too.
And then because like a break that you're not used to. So then you're like, it's almost like you're out of rhythm. They take you out of your rhythm. So
what you're telling me is you weren't used to applause? Is that what it is?
Yeah, basically. No, they're just nicer. They're just, you know, it's just a different feel. And I'd never done a TV set, so it was a thrill.
What's the worst thing that happened in the club? Did you get a heckler? What happens?
Yeah, you get hecklers. I don't get a ton of hecklers. I'll kind of like, I can be aggressive with the crowd a little bit.
Okay. You?
The worst thing that happens if you get a heckler, or not even a heckler, is you get someone just drunk and loud and, you know, just obtrusive. Just, you know,
that want to be the center of attention.
That they're bothering you,
right?
But no one else in the club, which sucks because then people don't get it. Like if you have a heckler, you want the heckler to be as far from the stage as possible because then the whole room understands that this person is obnoxious and interrupting the show. If they're right close to the stage and people in the back are like, why is he pissed off? Or why is he talking to those people? Like, just do the show.
Right.
You don't realize like they're so obnoxious and just interrupting everything. And it happens. That's the most frustrating thing.
What's the biggest venue you've ever done?
The biggest venue is probably Madison Square Garden when I opened for Sebastian there.
Damn.
Yeah.
How many shows did he do?
4.
That's crazy. And he sold out all of them right away.
I read today they had mentioned it during because he's out promoting the VMAs that he sold like that was the most in a weekend ever at Madison Square Garden and like the most tickets sold to a comedy event in North America for like
jeez.
Yeah, what he's doing right now,
it's unbelievable.
He's in very rare air.
So he's doing the United Center on November 2nd.
Yes.
Are you going to open for him?
I am, yeah. I'll be there.
Okay.
That'll be fun.
I'm going to be there too.
That's bigger than MSG, I think. Capacity.
Okay.
I would
guess. But Madison Square Garden is iconic.
Oh, no doubt.
Right.
No, it was incredible.
Amazing. So you're going to open on 11-2. Okay.
Yeah.
Tell me about the show at the Vic. Where are we going to see this comedy special?
We're going to shop it after we get it shot. And
do you approach him or does he approach you? Because Sebastian is producing this thing.
Sebastian is producing it, and he got a nice deal with the production company that is going to, you know, put it together, and then they're going to shop it, and we'll hopefully find a home for it. And his name's on it, which is, you know, he has said for the last, like, year and a half, like, I want to do something. Like, I want to, you know, help you out, and it's been incredible, you know, to have another comic kind of, you know, look behind him and say, I'm
right.
trying.
People don't do that in Hollywood, man. They just take care of themselves. They hit it big and it's like they leave everybody behind.
Yeah, it's amazing. He mentioned me in his book, and he mentioned that in his book. It's kind of like how he told me. And sure enough, here he is doing it. Like
wow.
The guy just does what he sets his mind to do. And
that's awesome.
Yeah, it's nice to be.
We'd like to think that Chicago guys are good guys. Yeah.
You know, when I meet people after a show, a lot of the times after a show, I'm out there and I'm trying to, like, you know, get them to follow me on Instagram or
right.
Twitter and say hi to people. And he encourages me to do that. Like, go out there, see the people, say, you know. And I always tell them, like, you should feel good about loving this guy because he is a great dude. Like, he's a good person. He's a great husband and dad and just works so hard. So that's like what I've learned more than anything, you know.
I am going to Vegas, and I fly home, and I go to your show.
Are you coming out?
I am. I'm going.
Nice.
To, I'm
at
going
the Encore.
No, I'm
in
going.
October?
No, I'm going to the Vic.
Oh,
I'm flying
you're
to Vic.
You're coming back from Vegas. No,
yes.
You're talking about you're going to.
Wait, you're playing in Vegas?
Well, he does it every like 6 months. We go out there.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I thought you meant.
Oh,
are you coming? Yeah, coming
I would love to do that.
Yeah, I know that you're coming.
I don't know.
I didn't know you're coming from Vegas, though. What's going on in Vegas?
I just go every year. I go with 4 of my brothers and 4 other guys. There's like 9 guys.
Oh, that's fun.
It's crazy. It's like me plus 8 trying to get into a bar or something.
No, it's more like you minus 20.
And there's 4 other guys that look exactly like me.
Where do you stay?
It just depends. I think we're staying at Caesars this time.
How many in a room?
I share a room with one of my brothers.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, that's great then.
We have 2 different beds. We don't have a king.
That's progress, because when you're like 22, you're on there. Like, there's like six guys in the room.
Easily six guys. By the way, I'm never in the room. I don't care. And I grew up sharing a room with two of my brothers, so I'm used to having people there.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal.
No, that would be awesome.
Right.
What do you play?
What do you mean? Like, what do I play? Blackjack? Yeah. Craps? Yeah. That.
All right, good.
And we have a guy that knows how to bet sports, so.
Oh, that helps.
Yeah.
I'm not a big gambler, and we play, comics go to casinos all the time, like, and even Sebastian, we're doing casinos a couple times a month, and it's just amazing. They are everywhere, and they are always packed.
Right. Yeah.
And it's just like, I don't know, I just don't get it. I'm not a big gambler.
I can teach you. It's not that hard.
I used to play craps. I don't know, I just...
Craps is great, because as long as you're winning, you can scream and yell at anybody at the table.
Craps is great because it's communal.
Yes.
Most of the people are trying to put win together.
Right.
Blackjack is tough because I'm not good. I don't really know what I'm doing. And then the person sitting next to me is pissed off at me.
Because you have to play by the book.
Yeah, right.
And if you don't know the book, you're going to say, well, I have 16. Maybe I should hit. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll stay at 16.
Do you play around here? Like, go to casinos around here?
We used to go to my girlfriend, Vicky. We call it the floating ATM in Elgin, or we'd go over to Hammond. I was just in Hammond at the Horseshoe, I want to say, about a month ago.
Oh, there you go.
I've been there twice this summer.
All right. So you're an addict.
Yeah, that's fun. Just twice. I like to gamble. I mean, it's fun.
Yeah.
And you're hanging out with a bunch of guys.
Here, man.
It's a great time.
All the sports gambling coming. It's going to be fun.
We had the mayor on 2 weeks ago, and I said, why don't we just put it in McCormick Place, that black building? Nothing's in it.
What'd she say?
She said, well, we're going to look at everything. I'm like, well, it's empty, and it's right on the lakefront, and it's perfect. Let's do it.
Yeah.
No.
It's a layup.
Yeah. They got to hire the group that says, well, if you put it on the south side, I don't know if it's going to make that much money, but if you put it downtown next to a hotel where the conventioneers are coming to town, you're going to make a lot of money. I could have told them that.
McCormick Street, too, it's kind of like a little oasis.
That's
little
easy.
Out there.
Yeah. It's
isolated.
Simple. Right. Did you hear the buzz? We got to go.
All right.
I got to do news. That's
Peace.
It. What do you do now? Go home, put the kids to bed? They're all running
they're
around.
In bed. Right, they're in school, Pete.
Are you sure?
Come on. They're asleep.
How old are your kids?
7, 6, and soon to be 5.
7, 6, and 5.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know how you do it, man.
Oh, it's a piece of cake.
Oh, yeah.
They're back
sure.
in school. They started today.
It's great. We all need a schedule, don't they? Wow.
We do.
PatMcGannComedy.com. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Pete.
It's great to see you.
Man.
I'll see you at the Vic Theater.
Thank you.
And when can people see you in Chicago? Because the Vic has sold out.
I'm going to be coming to Zany's in December.
Oh, great.
I'll be posting those dates soon. It's right around the holidays. I'll be doing Chicago, the original club in Old Town, and
okay.
Rosemont.
Is the United Center show with you and Sebastian sold out?
I believe there are still a few tickets left.
Okay.
It's pretty much sold out. That's November 2nd. Yeah, I'll be there, too. You can see me.
You have the best stand-up. Some people would say you and Sebastian are on the same level.
No.
You are very funny.
Thanks, Pete.
Yes, you are very funny.
Thanks, dude.
Yes.
I appreciate it, man.
And the video that we did during commercials, I'm going to post on Instagram during news.
Nice.
All right.
All right, thanks for having me.
Thanks, buddy.